we don't do laundry. I think that in the future of basic generation, we should charged by solar power, but those batteries, they work first as backups, because we have a lot of them, and also during night passes when the sun is not shining on the solar panels. The station, November Alpha 1 SS, in here, does not do frequency correction. It's up to the ground station supporting the ham radio contact to do this. Over. That's very interesting. So actually we cannot feel this and we cannot measure it. But what I can tell you is that it feels like time flies in here. We are very busy and our schedules are very busy. So at the end of the day, we always have the impression that the day went too fast. Over. Yeah, actually there are sometimes interferences on ham radio. We can hear sometimes some other countries and other people speaking during our ham events, and not today, that's interesting, but sometimes it happens. And also on the VHF frequency, it's actually very interesting because there's no blocking contact between the ISS and Earth, so yeah, there is sometimes interferences. Over. Well, that's a very tricky question for a physician, but to summarize it and make it very simple, during the re-entry into the atmosphere, there's a plasma creating around us and a lot of ionization. This ionization creates a special environment, and in this environment, it's not possible for the electromagnetic waves to be transmitted. Usually, it's basically as if the whole signal around the capsule during re-entry was jammed. Over. Actually, that's our mission now, but they are not ours, so they are basically some guys that stay up here, and we pass from crew member to crew member, so when you are...